been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning post-Super Bowl edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I read that 12% of America's workforce will be calling in sick today because of yesterday's Super Bowl. Well, here I am. I'm the other 88%, I guess. Having a good time so far watching the markets. We've got a split decision right now in the market. The Dow down 78 points to 24,985. It's down 0.3%. Meanwhile, over at the NASDAQ, it is up 0.3%. The NASDAQ is up 23 points to 7,287. I haven't really had a chance yet to dig into the individual stocks yet, but I'm looking forward to doing that here as soon as the show is over. The S&P 500 kind of splitting the difference in the middle there. It's down 5 points. S&P at 2,700 even. The small cap index, Russell 2000, is up 0.1%. Crude oil down $1.06. I would say that has a lot to do with the drop in the Dow. Crude oil down $1.06 to $54.20. I did notice some weakness in the oil stocks. Gold down $6.70 per ounce to $13.15. It's been breaking out lately, though. Silver is down 11 cents to $15.81. The euro is flat this morning. And we've got the 10-year yield up 3 basis points this morning to 2.72%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have a new week in front of us. We have a new month in front of us. I want to say we have about 128 companies that will report earnings. Those are S&P 500 companies, along with a lot of other companies, non-S&P 500 companies, that will also be reporting earnings this week. I will give you an update of where we're at so far in this earnings season. Is the pendulum swinging higher towards higher growth and higher earnings in 2019, or are we getting a haircut? Well, we'll find out here when we review that, the earnings that have come in so far here in this reporting of the fourth quarter of 2018. Well, let's go back. Let's think about last week just for a minute. The markets were all pretty much a little bit higher last week. The Dow, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ. In fact, the Dow logged a six-week winning streak. You know, it all began the day after Christmas. And it looks like the day before Christmas was final capitulation. And since then, the Dow has logged a six-week win. Now, it's very unusual. This is a very unusual pattern, what the market did. It really defied logic. Any technician would say, you know, it's very unusual to see a V recovery in the market, which is what we've seen since December 26. We've seen it in the NASDAQ. We've seen it in the Dow. We've seen it in the S&P 500. But it is what it is. For the week last week, the Dow was up 1.3%. The NASDAQ was up 1.4%. And the S&P was up 1.6%. We also finished the week last week with a very strong jobs report. Once again, 300,000 plus. The January job gain of 304,000 blows through the estimates. Now, we can continue to see reports coming out of Europe that shows that their economy is grinding to a halt. And in some cases, in Italy, it's flipped to a recession. And Germany is very close to slipping into a recession. So no matter what you think of Trump, whether you like him or not as our president, the economy remains one of the strongest economies in the world, and jobs are being created here in the U.S. Well, there was a lot of money bet on the Super Bowl, and there was a lot of money. You know, I was going to run a 30-second commercial, but they only got down to $5.25 million for a 30-second spot. I backed out. I said, yeah, you know what, nobody wants my newsletter. I'm not going to pay for that. Anyways, that was a record. Of course, the Patriots beat the Rams 13-3. I think that the New Orleans Saints would have put up a much better battle. And I think the Kansas City Chiefs would have put up a much better. I think it would have been a much more exciting Super Bowl than the Super Bowl that we got. The Rams just, you know, no offense whatsoever. Or maybe it's just that the Patriots' defense is that good. Well, we're starting off the week kind of on a flat note. There's not a lot of big earnings reports today. We're going to get Google, which is one of the FANG stocks after the close of the market today. And we're also going to get Seagate. But then as the week progresses, tomorrow we'll get Archer Daniels Midland, Becton Dickinson, British Petroleum, Centene, and WellCare. A couple of my stocks in there. On Wednesday we'll get Disney, Electronic Arts, GM, Humana, Lilly, Take-Two Interactive, Callaway, iRobot, and Chipotle. On Thursday, we'll get Philip Morris, Twitter, and Yum Brands, and Friday, Hasbro. So, you know, last week was the real big week for earnings, but this will be another very important week of earnings reports. Well, Huawei, the pressure continues to mount against Huawei, which is the big Chinese technology company. An upcoming UK government report will find that the Chinese telecom equipment supplier failed to address security concerns raised in 2018. Bad news for Huawei has generally been seen as investors by investors as an opportunity for Nokia, which I've seen a little pop in Nokia recently. Does anybody have a Nokia phone anymore? And Ericsson also has benefited from the controversy around Huawei. China, there's almost every Monday we get some kind of economic report out of China. Today's report coming from China is pretty good. Well, we haven't seen that in a while. We really didn't get much out of what took place at the meeting last week, the big powwow that happened in Washington, D.C. between the top guys on each side meeting between China and the U.S. with the trade negotiations, other than they made a lot of progress, but no deal. And President Trump saying, you know, in the end, we may get one of the biggest deals of all time, in typical Trump grandiose language. And it may come down to when they meet in February, I believe, is the next meeting between Trump and Xi. Mano y mano. Theresa May determined to deliver Brexit on time. Well, she's got until March 29th. She's expected to return to Brussels soon with a fresh mandate of new ideas and you know, I just think that Brussels is Nancy Pelosi and Theresa May is Donald Trump, and Brussels is not going to bend, not going to give her any kind of, they're not going to budge at all on anything she's demanding. That's just the impression I get. But she is determined to deliver Brexit on time, March 29th. Consumer confidence stronger than expected, 91.2 versus 90.8 consensus. Spend. That seems to be what the consumer continues to do as the stock market is, pretty healthy once again. How healthy is it? Well, we'll go through some numbers here in a bit. We'll update you where the market is so far in 2019 after 1 month of hot and heavy action and where we're at in this earnings season. Man, we had a huge spate of reports last week, Amazon, Apple, Boeing, etc. Where are we at overall right now with S&P 500 earnings? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we seemingly have the Fed out of the way for a while. And with that, I did expand my multiple just a little bit that I'm using on 2019's earnings estimates in establishing my target price for the S&P 500. We continue to hear from different members of the Federal Open Market Committee that they should be able to keep rates on hold for months. Okay, that's good news because that really roiled the markets. You take a look at that big sell-off that occurred in October. Who do you blame for it? Well, I think that the Fed deserves a big finger of blame with their guidance of, oh, we're way behind the curve here. We need to continue. We're not even anywhere near normal. Well, that really rocked the markets. We had a 20 to 25% sell-off. You know, a lot of people forget about that. They say, well, why did my account go down in December and November? We had a 20 to 25% sell-off in the market, depending on which average you're looking at, and it does impact investors. The market is about 90% of the movement of your portfolio, and so you know, you got to take into account that there was a pretty severe sell-off there in the last 2.5-3 months of the year. And I think the Fed probably deserves the biggest finger of blame. Well, here we are in 2019. We now have a 6-week winning streak going on in the Dow, and I think that has coincided with the Fed backing off. I think there's a very strong correlation there. As of last Friday, the S&P 500 is now up 8% for the year. Now, we had a very similar pattern in 2018, if you remember. We had a very strong January, and then we had a big, big sell-off, 10% to 15% in the month of February last year. We'll see what this February brings. But as of Friday, the S&P 500 is up 8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 7.5% so far for the year. We have the small caps, very similar to last year, strong January. The S&P 600 up 10.5%, 2019. The emerging markets, VWO, up 8.9%. China, which is still under heavy tariffs, China's market up 9.4%, which tells me there's a lot of optimism that a deal will eventually get hammered out. Japan is up 6.7%. Brazil, the leading index so far this year, up 18.9% so far in 2019. Bitcoin down another 10% after a 72% drop last year. Even Europe up this year, 6.8%. The bond market is negative so far. Maybe it's the end of an era. I read that the bond king Bill Gross, 3 more weeks and he's done. He is retiring at age 74 from what he has done for so many years. One of the bond gurus he had the wind at his back for a few decades. And his PIMCO Total Return Fund at one point was the biggest mutual fund in the world. Well, that was then. This is now. And the bond market doesn't look so good over the next 5 years. He's getting out. I don't know if it has anything to do with the times we're in, but he'll be calling it quits. The long bond ETF is down about 0.5% so far this year. The 10-year, call it flat. It's down 0.1%. Another big mover here so far in 2019 is oil. And that has coincided pretty much, I think, with the Fed, global growth expectations, the stock market. Oil is up 15.5% so far in 2019. As we look at the technicals of the market, what you'll see in almost all the major indexes is a very unusual V recovery. The market went pretty much straight down there from the beginning of December. The three weeks of December were just horrible. They were nasty. And then finally hitting bottom on Christmas Eve, and they have gone right back up in that V, not quite back to where we were in early December, and we still have quite a ways to go before we get back to where we were in October. But it has been a bouncing ball type of recovery here, which is very unusual to see a V recovery. Normally, you have to go sideways for a while, and you have to build the bottom, and you have to build some kind of a base to break out of. But boy, you look at the NASDAQ, you look at the Dow, you look at the S&P 500, the S&P 600. It was a total V type of recovery. We look at the emerging markets. They have broken out. They did build a bottoming formation while our market was correcting. The emerging markets are now in a very strong uptrend. China has broken out of a sideways trend. It finally bottomed in early January, and China is now rebounding. Europe is rebounding. Interest rates are probably bottomed out here in late 2019. They got down to 2.5. Now we're back around 2.7. Where are we at on the yield curve? 18 basis points. We got as low as 12 basis points at the beginning of December. And now we're back to a healthier reading on the yield curve. That's the difference between the 2-year and the 10-year. We're now back to an 18 basis point difference between the 2-year and the 10-year. And, of course, oil has also made a V recovery. Believe it or not, oil hit $42.50 in late December, and now we're at $55. That's almost a 25% move in oil after hitting a bottom on pretty much Christmas Eve. Gold has also had a big rally. That's kind of gone unnoticed, a little bit under the radar there. Gold and silver, of course, they're being helped by the U.S. dollar weakening just a little bit here. All right, well, earnings. That's the mother's milk of the stock market, of individual stocks. We now have about one half of the company's reporting earnings so far in 2019. When we come back, we'll do an update on where we are at and which direction earnings expectations are going. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Before we jump into the where we're at in this earnings season, I wanted to bring in my West Coast representative. We'll talk about the Rams here just for a little bit at first. We'll bring in Scott Waddell. Scott, you're out there in Los Angeles area. You've pretty much grew up in the Los Angeles. Now, I was born in Burbank, and when my about 8 years old, my father had a vision or whatever. He'd moved us all to San Diego when I became a Charger fan. But I remember some of those great Rams teams, you know, Roman Gabriel and Deacon Jones and Merlin Olsen and even, you know, Eric Dickerson. What did you think? What was wrong with your Rams yesterday?
Yeah, I think it's the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady curse. Those guys are tough in a big game.
I mean, they completely just shut down. And I don't know, just from my perspective, I thought the Rams were playing it too close to the cuff. Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, hand off and a pile of dust and hand off again. And I think they were afraid a little. They were playing not to lose, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't think anyone thought they'd see a 3-3 game with late in the fourth quarter. That surprised everybody.
No, that's more like the Dodgers and the Red Sox, you know. Now, I remember when we moved to San Diego, of course, the Chargers were in the AFL. There were two very separate leagues. And that's my history. I go back to before there was a Super Bowl.
Yeah, my
and
Rams
the Patriots.
Were my Rams were like, you know, Jack Youngblood and Fred Dreyer.
Yep.
You know, Vince Ferragamo, Lawrence McCutcheon, you know, all those guys from the mid 70s going into the 80s were the guys I grew up with.
That's right. And you know, I remember the Patriots when they were the Boston Patriots and their quarterback was Jack Kemp, who was on the ticket with Bob Dole as the vice president. So that's how far back I go with the Patriots. I've seen all 53 Super Bowls. I've been to one. I was at the one that was in San Diego between the Denver Broncos and the Washington Redskins. So and Elton John did the halftime show. So anyways, okay, look, this is tax time. It's April 15th now. And you're out in California where we pay a lot of taxes, you know, the state between state tax, gasoline. You're taxed everything you do in California. I'm out here now in South Carolina. We're a little less. We're about half of what California
6%,
is.
6%, I think. High in California is about 13 states. So you're Big
then, of course, we envy those Floridians, you know, with their without any
Texas, Nevada. There's a few of them out there. That's where everyone's flocking.
Yeah, exactly. They're on the receiving end of folks leaving the market. Of course, now you spent 13 years at Merrill Lynch, which is now Bank of America, BAML, Bank of America Merrill Lynch, BAML is the new moniker for Merrill Lynch. What would you say is the biggest difference between the big firms, the Merrill Lynches, and what we do at Gunderson Capital Management?
Yeah, so I was, just real quick, I was at Merrill for about 8, and then I left and became an independent advisor for a few years before I joined on with Gunderson. But I think the biggest difference between the big Merrills and Morgan Stanleys and what we do is that we really can be unconstrained in the market and be where we think that the best opportunities are for our clients. With the big wirehouses, they make it difficult for advisors to do what they think is best for the clients, because you have a lot of direction coming from above, from the corporate leaders and headquarters. And Merrill didn't used to be that way, but once they got taken over by Bank of America, things changed quite a bit, and I think that it's they're all kind of the same at this point.
Yeah, they are. It doesn't matter. They're pretty much controlled by some big bank, and they're very limited in what they can invest in and what they can do. And don't you think that asset allocation is pretty much the name of the game today in that part of the industry?
Very much. It's you pretty much, based on age, asset level, you pretty much have a box that you fit in. And I think that's where we differ, where we can determine with the client where that box is and what works best for them versus what we're being directed to do by managers or upper level management.
Exactly. Okay, well, we're happy to have Scott Waddell. He's out there on the West Coast. Now, if any of you would like to talk to Scott, he also has a lot of experience in financial planning. He's been on the road with Gunderson. We've been to Sarasota. We've been to Dallas. We've been to Minnesota. We've been everywhere, man, just about. Yeah. And we're getting our road trip together here for 2019. So Scott, thanks for joining us. And
Thank you, Bill.
Your contact information out. Okay. You take care. Have a good day there.
All right. Thank
you. Okay, that's Scott Waddell. Now, if you want to set up an appointment, I'm managing money during the day, and Scott's kind of the middleman, one of my guys, and he can help you out with your, run some questions by him. You're getting ready to retire, or you are retired, you're not happy where you're at, you think you could be doing better. Give Scott a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And, of course, I'm the guy that, in the end, manages the money once we determine, where you best fit. All right, well, let's take a look at earnings season. And Scott will be joining us from time to time, checking in on what's happening out there in the planning part of the industry. Okay, we are now into earnings season, pretty deep here. 46% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported earnings. We have about an average number, 70%, have beat their earnings estimates, while another 62% have beat their sales estimates. Now, when I gave an update on the numbers last week, we were looking for 10.9% growth year over year in S&P 500 earnings. But after last week's blowout numbers by Boeing, by Apple, by the way, I just checked Apple's chart. It looks really, really good here today. It continues to pound its way higher. And a few other companies that exceeded, we're now at 12.4% expected growth for this fourth quarter of last year. So we've gone up quite a bit since last week. This week, 103 companies in the S&P 500 will report earnings. And when all is said and done for 2018, well, 2018 is over. But the reporting is not all in the books yet. In fact, we still have more than 50% of the companies in the S&P 500 that will report. Analysts are now projecting earnings growth for 2018 of 20.2% and revenue growth of 8.7%. That's the biggest jump in earnings and revenue in many years. And yet we didn't see the benefits in the stock market last year. We're starting to see it, however, here in 2019, as one of the big headwinds to the market has seemingly been taken out of the equation right now, and that is the Fed. And that's helping the market now start to enjoy and start to actually realize and celebrate some of that earnings growth that we had in the market last year. Now, for 2019, get this, okay? We're looking for only 5.6% growth. In other words, the growth in earnings is going to slow down from 20.2 to 5.6. But in that 20.2 was a 15% cut in corporate taxes. So that's where most of that shows up. So suffice it to say that this quarter that we're in has gone better than expected, and we are now starting to look ahead to the quarter that we are currently in. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's get into our featured stock of the day. Before we do that, a couple other companies here in the news here today. Now, I didn't do a live show on Friday, but of course we had that big Amazon report. Amazon came up a little bit short of estimates, and I think the stock ended down maybe 4 to 5% for the day. I don't think it's all over for Amazon. I don't think the growth at Amazon has stopped. They've been growing over the last 5 years, their earnings by 117% per year. The stock is up $12.42 today, which works out to about 0.75%. A real dud, Exxon reported on Friday. You can look it up on the app. There's your assignment. Look up XOM in the Best Stocks Now app and see how terrible the performance has been over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. And I know there's a decent dividend involved with ExxonMobil. In fact, the dividend yield is currently 4.3%. But when you add up the growth, non-growth, in fact, over the last 5 years, their earnings growth has been negative 16% per year. Now, a company also reported last week that slipped through the radar. It is coming up on tax season. I know I'm busy crunching numbers at my business here. Morgan Stanley ups Intuit on Catalyst. Well, Intuit is one of the stocks that I own. Let's go through the numbers on Intuit. I-N-T-U, and why I consider it to be a best stock now, a potential best stock now. Intuit is a $55 billion market cap company. Somebody had an idea, right? TurboTax. It was a disruptor. Was Intuit a disruptor? I mean, just like the discount brokerages were a disruptor to the Merrill Lynches and the Smith Barneys of the world, Intuit was a real disruptive company in the CPA and the tax preparation world. It was the Amazon, I guess, online tax, being able to do your taxes online. Over the last 5 years, Intuit has been growing its earnings by 15% per year. There was a time when Microsoft tried to buy Intuit, and that was the beginning of a lot of the antitrust talk about Microsoft. In fact, they were denied the opportunity of buying Intuit. Well, Intuit has done pretty well as a standalone company over the last 10 years. Intuit has delivered to its investors an average return of 25.7% per year. It currently has a dividend yield of just about 1%. I mean, you're not buying it for a big, fat, juicy dividend. If you were, it probably wouldn't have much growth left in it. That's kind of the way these big dividend payers work.
Intuit is expected to continue to grow its earnings by 15 to 16% over the next 5 years as they continue to grab a bigger and bigger piece of the pie. And let's not forget also that Intuit is also the maker of QuickBooks. So now it's all tied together. It's all integrated. QuickBooks has pretty much become the standard of the industry as it relates to accounting software. Intuit, over the last 5 years, has delivered 25% per year average annual returns to investors with no guarantees going forward. Over the last 3 years, Intuit has tripled the returns of the market. 34% per year, market 11%, and over the last 12 months, Intuit's up 28%, market is down 6%. Intuit gets a performance grade of A. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. From a valuation proposition, I've got Intuit with about 77% upside potential. I have it valued at $370 5 years from now. It's currently at $218 per share. So when I take into account the performance, which is also known as alpha, the difference in the returns of the market versus the stock itself, and when I take into account the current valuation of the stock, Intuit is currently ranked at number 28 out of 5,076, 28 out of 5,076. 9 months ago, it was number 146. A month ago, it was number 193. It has been at or near the top of my Best Stocks Now app proprietary rankings for quite some time. And I do own Intuit in my income and growth portfolio. It would also be a strong consideration for a premier growth stock. In their most recent quarter, their earnings were up 71%, while their sales were up 12%, INTU. Now, having said that, Intuit went through quite a sell-off. Like most other stocks, it went down 25% from late September until Christmas Eve, when it seemingly bottomed at 182. And it's been coming back ever since. It's back to 218 from 182. All right, well, if you'd like to talk to Gunderson Capital Management, I've got in the Midwest, and he's also handling Florida and Atlanta for me right now. I've got Bart Bailey, and we've got Scott Waddell out there, Hawaii, Washington, Arizona, California, all of those states where we have lots and lots of clients. We're back on the air in San Francisco on KDAO every day at 11 a.m. Happy to be there. We've always had a lot of interest from the Bay Area, a lot of those Silicon Valley people wanting a little bit more. Believe me, they want a little bit more than a 60-40 asset allocation. They know better than that. They're around all of these great companies there in the Silicon Valley. And really, you think they want to own Johnson & Johnson and Procter & Gamble and Kimberly-Clark? Are you kidding me? So there's a show for you up there in the Bay Area where we take a look at the cutting-edge companies. Oh, not the venture capital, but the established leaders in the market today. We call them Best Stocks Now. If you'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST. You get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.